Hey there, Caleb Wojcik here, and I wanted to share a quick update about what you can expect from me in 2020. I'm going to talk about my YouTube channel, my podcast, my training courses, and basically everything I share online. 2019 was the busiest and biggest year for me yet, not just because my family actually grew by one and I'm now a dad. We welcomed a daughter last year, but mainly because I'm trying to balance running three different businesses right now. My first business is a client-side service business, which takes up a lot of my time. Lately, I've really niched it down into filming high-profile online courses and filming a couple events each year for my friends like Pat Flynn or ConvertKit. And I've filmed dozens of courses for clients over the past 5 years, so it's kind of becoming my specialty or what people know me for, so that's what I get hired to do. My second business is SwitchPod, which is my physical product business. It launched on Kickstarter, raising over $400,000 at the beginning of 2019, and then we manufactured and shipped over 9,000 of the tripods to customers worldwide by the end of last year. That has taken a lot of my time over the last year or two. And then my third business is what I call my digital content business, is making things like this: YouTube video tutorials, gear reviews, podcast episodes with interviews, making money through affiliate income, advertising, sponsorships, or selling my paid online courses. But over 90% of my income over the last 5 years, each year, has come from client work, which I basically do in secrecy because a lot of the times I can't share what I'm filming because it's not public yet. So I can't do any behind the scenes stuff while I'm flying around the country to film them, or my editor Tim and I are working to ship them and get these things uploaded for the clients. So there's just not much to share doing that, but it takes a lot of my time. So that's why you don't see it or hear about it ever. Then running SwitchPod has basically been a second full-time job since the start of 2019, and Pat and I have reinvested almost every dollar we've made into more inventory, new products, and marketing, so putting a lot of time and effort into that for not much financial reward yet. And that leaves content like videos, podcasts, and courses to be made in whatever extra time I could find after running those two businesses, which, spoiler alert, isn't very much time, especially now that we have a baby. If you look back at the times I've uploaded videos to my YouTube channel since 2014 or how many podcast episodes I've published, you can see it's pretty sporadic and I haven't been consistent. Here are the counts by year for how many videos I've published each year starting in 2014. 8, 40, 62, then 15, 25, and 18. As for podcast, I kind of lumped those all together in around 2015, 2016. So we did 20, then 34, then 15. Then in 2017, I did 0 episodes. 2018, I published 1. And last year, I did 5 weeks in a row. But SwitchPod kind of took off, and I didn't really have time to keep doing that. In the years where my business has been swamped with client work, which financially is great, or when I was building and launching SwitchPod the last 2 years, I published way fewer videos and podcasts and didn't really launch any new courses. Also, not having a permanent garage studio space left set up all the time meant I published way less as well. So we're going to have a permanent space. You're probably going to see a lot of videos with the exact same setup this year. But just know that's one less barrier for me to break through to record videos or record audio podcasts and get them out to you to help you out. So going into 2020, here's what's going to change, at least on my end, for the digital side of my business. For that business, the two words for me this year are focus and consistency. As my YouTube channel approaches 44,000 subscribers, and as I'm now a dad that would like to travel way less for work, I'm going to focus more on making things, on projects that are for me, building my own assets and driving more revenue for my business through those. So this means consistently releasing videos and podcasts and courses, all of which will lead to more audience growth, more brand opportunities, more networking with other creators, and more affiliate revenue and course sales. This year, instead of setting goals that are kind of outcome-based, like reaching a certain number of subscribers or downloads of my podcast or making a specific amount of money, I'm going to focus on what I can control, my output, what I actually make and create. So here are my output goals for 2020. 1 video a week every Wednesday, 1 podcast episode a week every Friday, and 1 paid course every month. I don't know what day yet. Here are the 12 courses I'm thinking of releasing this year. Now, these may change, but just me saying these out loud might give me some accountability towards completing them and give you an idea of the kinds of courses and content I'm going to be making this year. We'll do camera basics for filming videos. We'll talk about how to light your videos better, how to make your videos sound better, a course about setting up kind of a permanent filming studio like I'm in right now, a course about starting a YouTube channel and how to grow it, a course on getting started with color grading and color correcting, one specifically about how to film and edit using only your phone, one all about time, how to make your videos faster, video production at a professional level, basically revamping the current course that I have that I've been selling for the last few years. That one specifically will basically be everything that I do when I'm hired by a client to go show up and film and edit for them. For people wanting to get started with freelancing, we'll do a course on how to land your first paid video client. We'll do one on how to film an interview or a testimonial style video, and how to film with a teleprompter. Now, each of these kind of are varying in size of scope and will be priced accordingly. Some will be cheaper, some will be more expensive, some will be shorter, some will be longer, but each will basically be made to solve the main problems I've been hearing from you, my audience, over the last 5 or 6 years when it comes to making videos. All the emails, all the surveys I've done, these are the top things that people struggle with. And one more quick thing I want to touch on before I wrap up is branding. Part of what has mentally held me back, especially from making more courses the last couple of years, is wanting to have the perfect brand name to house all of them under, the perfect domain name, all that kind of stuff. I've had a specific idea in mind for a brand name that has the word camera in it for a couple of years, and I've never made the switch from what I started using 5, 6 years ago, DIY Video Guy, or just using my name, Caleb Logic. All that to say, my brand is just going to be me. I'm not going to have a brand name that everything's housed under. Why? Mainly because I don't want to label what I make and pigeonhole myself into a niche and only be able to talk about certain stuff. And I think a personal brand can be plenty strong enough if you consistently show up and share what it is you're interested in. People will get to know you and know that's what you're interested in. So yes, I'm still going to talk about creating videos, filmmaking, photography, building a business, but I also just kind of want to be able to talk to interesting people or friends I make on my podcast if they're not necessarily into those things and they don't want to come on to a podcast called DIY Video Guy or camera whatever. I also want to have the freedom to make videos about other things I'm into or I'm great at or just love that don't involve necessarily teaching someone how to use a camera. Now, most of what you'll see from me in the foreseeable future will still be to help you create better videos and build a business doing so, but just a little thing I had to get off my chest. So in summary, all this to say, more videos coming soon, more podcasts coming soon, and more courses coming soon. So here's a 2020, and if you're interested, my New Year's resolution is going to be 4096 by 2048, which is basically 4K with a 2-to-1 ratio, new year, new ratio, and more to come. Cheers.